you are lucky and you need so many extra things which I cannot provide to you. So I can't help it. You have to be in this manner only. He said, okay, you don't give me. If I manage the things for my own, what will I do? He said, okay, you do it. The moment he said it, same time, a chief of a very big businessman got stuck up here in Yamuna. He got stuck up in Yamuna. And at that time, he was trying to get it hooked off, but he was unable. And then he came to Sanatana Goswami, Bade Babaji. His name used to be Bade Babaji. Bade Babaji, because Chote Babaji was, he small Babaji was Rup Goswami, and Bade Babaji and the big Babaji was Sanatana Goswami. Bade Babaji, please help me, my ship got stuck up. He said, you are a businessman? Yes. Your ship got stuck up? Huh? I will not do anything. Go to that boy. He is the whole controller and he has got some intention. Go and pray to him. Prabhuji, I will give you, he said, Maharaj, I will give you all the benefit and profit of this salt which I am carrying with you. You are carrying salt, huh? You need that. Go to him. He is needing it. Go to him. He said, okay, Madan Mohanji, this time whatever profit I will get from my salt, I will offer it to you. And I will construct a very good temple. And then his boat was clear. And he got a very big profit and very big temple was constructed here, as we know. So now we will move to Hare Krishna. This place is called Aditya Tila. Dwadash Aditya Tila. Dwadash means 12 and Aditya means sun. And Tila means little mountain, mole hill. You know, mole hill, small hill. So after killing Kaliya and staying in water for a long time, Krishna started feeling shivering, cold, too much cold. And then he came here. At that time, sun gave him heat equivalent to 12 sun. So Dwadash Aditya means 12 sun, Tila. And he gave such a warmth to Krishna that Krishna felt warmth here. Therefore, this is the place of Krishna's getting heat from here. Then he said, Madan Mohanji, Sanatana Goswami constructed a temple of Madan Mohan here, nearby. And these deities were, because of fear of Aurangzeb, taken to Jaipur by King of Jaipur, Raja Man Singh. And when Man Singh got his daughter married in Karoli, that deities were being serviced by his daughter when she was in Jaipur before marriage. But she was too much attached with those deities that he said, don't give me anything in dowry, but give me this Madan Mohan. So King knew it, that she is too much attached. So those deities have gone to Karoli. Well, there were three golden clutch. Clutch is the top of it picture type thing is put on a temple. Three golden clutch, and there was a jacket of mud. The way he has narrated that one way or other he was, yo bhakta tha, samjha daku? That jacket was devotee. He came here and he robbed all the three clutch. In the night when there used to be a bell of 12, midnight, 12 ring was rung. Beneath, under the voice of those rings, he got up. He climbed up by putting nails on, 12 nails on this, what we should call it, shikhara, dome. And there he took out all these three clutch. And then he jumped out and said that I am dacoit of Mart and taking your clutch from here. Then he offered one clutch to Yamuna ji. And one clutch he took with him and kept it in his house. And another day he came with a clutch and said, now again I offer it to Madan Mohan ji. So, वहाँ का क्लच किसको दिया जो अपने पास रखा दैट ही केप्ट फॉर हिम बिकॉज ही वॉज रॉबर्स सो दिस प्लेस इज ऑल्सो वेल नोन
for Radharani's poor car Milan, which he said we will discuss sometime later on, and now we should move from here. Up
Kanchana.
Once
Advaita our one of Panch Tattva, incarnation of Mahavishnu, intimate parikara of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, came to Vrindavan, and at this place, this Madan Mohandiki, which is said to be our Sambandh, predominating deity of Sambandh Tattva, Madan Mohandiki came to Advaitacharya that, oh, I want to be with you. Advaitacharya said, okay, come with me. Then Madan Mohan started going with Advaitacharya. So this deity of Advaitacharya appeared here. So this place is called Advait Vat. Vat is a tree, this Vat tree, and Advait means here Advaitacharya came. So when he was going to Bengal and he crossed Matsya and Agra, then Madan Mohan stopped. He said, I will never cross Braj. I will always stay in Braj. So he said, okay, you stay in Braj. Then Advaitacharya again brought him back to Matsya, and there was house of one Brahman. His wife Brahmani was very much dedicated, and he gave to Madan Mohan to her. She served Madan Mohan with very much Vatsalya Bhav. She had one son also. His name was, if I am not wrong, Sadan. Yes? Sadana. Sadana means Sadana. Sadana. His name was Sadan. So she will get up early in the morning. As usual, generally, women get up, not too early. And Sanatan Goswami used to go from here to Matsya to bring some madhukari. He thought that Madan Mohan is there in the house of this Brahmani. Very beautiful Madan Mohan, as if he is ready to attract and touch his heart. So Sadanand Goswami was very much attached to Madan, but he thought that this Brahmani, she went to jungle for toilet, she came back, she did not take bath, just whatever the utensil was clean, she did not clean the kitchen also, other utensils of night were still unclean, whatever pot was clean, whatever pan was clean, she put it on chula, fire, and she put some khichdi, rice and dal and namak and all, and she was cooking khichdi. Then, in order to mix salt and all, she could not find a spoon, because still spoon was yet to be washed, kitchen was not clean. She took the back side of her datun, toothbrush. This was tree toothbrush, not vinaka toothbrush. You know tree? One side she was chewing and doing it, the other side she was just using it to mingle it. Sanatan Goswami was very much perplexed that when we serve deities, we serve with so much rules and regulations, and she is cooking. What is she doing? Then she offered, gave this khichdi to Madan and Sadan, and they were very happy. While going, Sanatan Goswami said, oh Brahmani, look, Madan is not an ordinary person. He is not your son, he is personality of Godhead. You should be little bit careful while serving her. You should serve her with poise and after getting cleaned and taking bath. Okay, I will try to do it. But what should I do? These children are too much hungry. He said, no, be careful for that. Otherwise you will be punished. Next day, instead of cooking khichdi, she took bath, she did all that morning formalities, doing some bhajan, chanting and all. Then she went to cook khichdi. Meanwhile, Madan and Sadan, and especially Madan, kept on crying, Ma, what happened to you? Why are not you giving us khichdi? I am so hungry. And that day, Madan gave dream to Sanatan Goswami. I am so happily being served over there. Why are you poking your nose unnecessarily like this? Go and tell there. So, Sanatan Goswami again came back and said,
with folded hand Brahmani, you do as you were doing earlier. I could understand that the height of your love for Madan, I can't believe it. Well, because his heart was stolen by Madan, so Sanatan Goswami kept on coming. Once Madan Mohan said that I will go with you to Sanatan Goswami, and he started coming with Sanatan Goswami. At the time that Brahmani was very much perturbed, then Sanatan Goswami got him here where Madan Mohan's temple was constructed, and that Brahmani came here crying. At the time Madan said that I am never separated from you, I want to have service from Sanatan Goswami, and he has to do so many things. He manifested and expanded him in another form and said, okay, you take my this form and put it in your DG room and you worship and serve me, I will accept your services. This is the Leela Katha of this place. Aur iske baad bhi kuch kehna?
Hare Krishna, right now we have come to this temple. It's called Ashtasakhi temple. It's a sort of Rasleela glimpse we get from here. There Radha Rani is having a prominent sakhi. If you translate in English, the translation will be friend. Sakhi means friend. But in fact, exactly friend is not the word to be used for sakhi. So these eight sakhis were serving Radha Rani in different manners, so they became friend of Radha Rani. You know the name, series by Sunday, I mean Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, Simpaklata, Indu Lekha, Su Vidya, Su Devi,
Rani.
These are the eight sakhis. So and now we will go further to
आधारे कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु दासर ले कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु
said in Hindi. The place where we have come
is called Seva Kunj. Before explaining what he has said, I would like to mention here, we are one way most fortunate person. When some introduction of God was given to us in Krishna consciousness, we were directly being told that Krishna is God. But factually speaking, this fact is not revealed to everyone, even to those who are doing austerities for many years together. This is topmost secret and is not easily revealed. So let us assume that we have not yet revealed that what is the topmost secret, that Krishna is Supreme Personality Godhead. For the time being, let us assume. So we understand that this world is controlled by someone who is controller of this world. He is Brahma. He is all in all for us. Let us assume there are many demigods. They are controlling our day-to-day routine activities. They are called demigods. They are our all in all. And our approach is up to them only. It is fact, generally it is known only, this much is known only. And then someone comes, no, your knowledge is not complete. The complete knowledge is there is one more supreme, who is even supreme to these, which is called Brahma and demigod. You say, so where does he live? He lives in Golok Vrindavan. In Golok Vrindavan, there is a place named Seva Kunj. Seva Kunj, yes. So, he lives in Golok Vrindavan, but if you want to see that Supreme Personality of Godhead, you have to go to Golok Vrindavan. Is it difficult place to go? You say difficult? Even to whom you are saying all in all you are Brahma, even all demigods to whom you are considering you are bread givers, they also can't go, what to speak of others. Oh, so difficult place to go, yes. And if you want to see that Supreme Personality of Godhead, in His topmost supremacy, I will reveal one secret to you. What is that secret? Lord Krishna is in Golok Vrindavan. He is performing His different activities and pastimes in different places. But in different places, His different pastimes are different.
He wanted to pick it away. Well, he can't do it.
It's locked. But Hari Bol. So God is not Brahma. He is not even approachable by Brahma. He is Krishna. We are getting this news. He lives in Golok Vrindavan. But if you want to see him in His fullest supremacy, then go to Seva Kunj. In Seva Kunj, what will happen? You will find Krishna there. What he will be doing? He will be massaging feet of Radha Rani and serving Radha Rani. This is the topmost supremacy state of that Lord for which you are hankering. Oh, so this place is Seva Kunj. Seva means service. And Kunj means grove. So Prabhuji was explaining that this Seva Kunj is important because Lord is performing His most cherished activity here. That is serving His most beloved Radha Rani. So if you want to see Him in His fullest form, you have to see Him here. That is why he quoted that Vishwanath Chakravarti Pad has said, in our prayers we always say, Nikunj Yuno Radhikeli Siddhe. This place is called Kunj. Not only Kunj, it is called Nikunj. Nikunj means which is exclusive and topmost secret. Exclusive means where everyone cannot enter, only a few type of person can enter. So Brahma and Narad and demigod can enter. Oh, what to speak of Brahma, Narad and all. Forget them. They are screened out up to Vaikuntha only. So there are eight dear friends of Radha Rani. They are called Ashta Sakhi, Lalita, Vishakha and all. They even cannot enter here. So it is Ni Kunj. Ni means Nibhrat Roop. It is too much secret and topmost secret. And exclusive also. So it is a restricted place. Only Radha Rani is here and Krishna is here.
They are performing their top secret activities and pastimes, and only a few of Radharani's own Palyadasi. Owned means? Palyadasi means owned servants, which really belong to Radharani. Their life and soul is Radharani. Such sakis, which are called Manjari or Palyadasi, they can only come here. So, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Pad is praying in his Guru Astakam. Nikunj Yuno Rati Keli Siddhai. That in such Nikunj, which activities is being performed by Radha Krishna, in such activities, in augmenting such activities, my Guru Maharaj is expert. Nikunj Yuno Rati Keli Siddhai. Tatradi Daksha. Daksha means expert. In such activities, my Guru Maharaj is expert. He was explaining. Secondly, he said that this place is not different from Radharani. In other place, when we do bhajan, we chant Krishna, Krishna. Our orientation is towards more Krishna. Because when we say Supreme Personality, the idea is that he is a person and he is Krishna. But no, here people say Radha, Radha. Because Krishna is serving Radha, Radha is, Radha Rani is having superior position to Krishna, so everyone says Radha, Radha. It is so potent word that if someone says Ra, Krishna is ready to give up everything of his to him. Only with this word, Ra. And when he says Dha, what he will do? He says, no, I have given you everything, but I can give you anything. He thinks. Then he starts running after that person, saying, now I can't give you anything. You tell me if I can serve you anything. This is the potency of Ra, Dha. Then he was saying that Shut Kamala Kuch Mandala is a verse written by Jayadev Goswami. In this verse, name of Radha Rani is very secretly mentioned. And it is mentioned that Lord is having pastime, sweetest pastime with his most beloved. And when this verse is chanted by anyone, an old lady was chanting this verse and she was picking up eggplant, brinjal. At that time, Jagannath from his temple ran to listen it, and in the thorny path when he ran, his pitambar was torn. This is the state is Lord when he listens such activities, that what is happening. He was telling that a Mohammedan person, Salveg, Yaman, Mohammedan person. He heard it and he believed it. See how the powerful is faith. He heard it that when anyone hears Geet Gobind, Jagannath comes himself to see him and listen. So he did the same thing. He just rode on a horse and started chanting Geet Gobind. And after some time, he tried, and he did not find Jagannath to be there. Then he went to a person and said, with a grave voice, that I heard that Jagannath comes to listen Geet Gobind, and I believed it, and I had very keen desire to see him, and I am chanting this Geet Gobind and waiting for him, and he is not coming. What should I do? And he became very much in lamenting mood. Oh, you want to see Jagannath? That boy asked. Yeah. Then he revealed that I am Jagannath. So, something like this happened. And then he said that we see in Seva Kund speciality of trees. These trees are not swelling their heads, they are bowing their heads. Important point to notice. Because the dust of this place is so high, and these trees are none other but those advanced and elevated stages, they are performing their bhajan over here. And they want to really attain Krishna Prem. So they are just trying to bow themselves, prostrate before, and they want to lie down in this dust. So their head is down. They are not swelled-headed trees. Before ending, I want to mention here, the importance of this place is seva, means service. Service which Krishna is doing for Radharani. And we always hanker to attain a state of serving Krishna. Our motto is to serve Krishna. Just before giving class here, there was a bhajan being sung I am not going to detail that bhajan, but last line of this bhajan says that Narottam Das is praying, we should serve Krishna. We should get chance to serve Krishna. But Narottam Das saying, no, it's far off. Somehow other I should get a desire to serve Krishna. The problem is that right now we are not even having desire to serve Krishna. We say we want to serve Krishna, this is our artificial statement. Then what will happen? Then Guru Vaishnava will say anything and we will serve like anything. We will hanker after to perform all those activities which will be spoken by our Guru and Vaishnava. So far we have not yet generated desire to serve Krishna. So Narottam Das Thakur is praying that first the main important prayer in Seva Kunji is that we should pray that desire to serve should come in our heart. So this dust is very potent here in Seva Kunji. And even Brahma and Narad from distance they are praying because they cannot have entrance, and fortunately you are in it. So their prayer and your prayer can have still some categorically differences. You can do more potent prayers while you are inside it. Take this dust and pray that somehow or other we should get keen desire to serve Krishna and Vaishnava, and if we pray with a menial attitude, positively it will serve. God Premanande. Now from here we will go to Imlitala. Yeah. If I said that cannot enter here, then I rectify. The statement is they hesitate to enter here because it is so dense and so deep, affectionate place that even Lalita and Vishakha hesitate to enter here when Radha Krishna are there and performing their pastime. So this pastime took place, this is Lalita Kund right now where we are sitting, and this pastime is with Lalita and Krishna, not with Radha and Krishna. When Radha and Krishna are performing their pastime, even this us sakis hesitate to enter here. And when Lalita got tired in Raat, then Krishna came, oh, you are also tired, come here, I will give you water. And he dug this kund and gave water to Lalita. So this place is called Lalita Kund. If I said that Lalita cannot enter, that was wrong statement. The correct statement, they hesitate to enter when Radha Krishna are performing their internal pastime. Okay. Lord Premanande.
We have come to Imlitala. This place is of great importance. Krishna, gopis and Krishna made Rasa at Bansivat on the bank of Yamuna about 3 furlongs from here. Srimati Radhika disappeared and Krishna followed her. They came to Singarbat, and there Krishna fulfilled the desire of Srimati Radhika and he tried to subside demand of Radhika, and that is why he made Sringar at that place. And there Krishna told that gopis has come near us, so we should go away from here. Radhika thought that the gopis who cannot live without me a second, serving me all round, how can I cheat them? I don't want to be alone with Krishna, giving up all the gopis. She so told that, I'm unable to go, I'm tired, so much tired that I cannot go further. Krishna told that, come on my shoulder, when she began to sit on the shoulder of Krishna, at once she became Mahabhavati. Krishna was there, but she could not see him. She was such a mood and feeling separation where Krishna has gone. When Krishna saw in this stage, he came to this place. And all the gopis meet Radhika and they try to console her. She was weeping that Krishna has again treated me also. So when Krishna came here, she was feeling so much separation for Srimati Radhika. That in separation mood he was observed and he became like Srimati Radhika, safe the same.